This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, friends.
Hi.
Guess who it is?
Us.
Your pals, Grant and Danny. So, we got off the air. We threw to the Nats pregame show. Brandon Marshall and Pac-Man Jones were really excited to keep hanging out with our two new friends.
Best buds.
High-fiving us and stuff. And we said, look, guys, show's over. We got to go. Danny packed up. He was halfway out the door. Very, very fast lever.
Yeah.
I was right behind him. And then Vic, you know Vic, Slick Vic Ferreira.
Slick Vic.
He came flying around the corner right up in our grill and goes, the tarp's on the field.
Well, what?
We said, what do you mean the tarp's
it's
on the field?
It's not. I've been checking all day.
Danny literally just told me there's no chance of rain in New York.
Hours. Until tonight, it's almost not supposed to happen. I've been planning all day around. I was going to do a special thing, pick up my youngest from school. We're going to go get ice cream. I promised him. I said, he's almost crying this morning because he has a tough time at drop-off sometimes. I was like, dude, special treat today. Dad's picking you up. We'll do our move where we go to Dolce, get some ice cream for you. It's really expensive, but whatever.
How's the ice cream?
It's pretty good.
Tasty?
Yeah.
The ice cream you got today with your son?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm here with you. We should be swinging in right now. And I told her, like, Dad will pick you up this afternoon. We're going to get ice cream because I looked at the forecast, and it was all clear. Ryan Clary told me we were clear. He did, Grant. He told me.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's been on a heater.
I know.
Ryan had gotten his last 11 predictions correct.
Mm-hmm.
Were you on the record with Bob Costas today saying that the game would happen on time?
I just think I'm the gift that keeps on giving with this weather. You know, I was on a hot streak, but I think the only right way to end this year is for me to go on a cold one. So I think I did just that today, and I potentially jinxed the whole show in game 162. So for that, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
No, it's okay, man.
Can't blame you for the weather. There are a lot of different places we could start. First things first, if you miss Brandon Marshall and Pac-Man Jones in studio, you really should podcast that segment tonight because those guys were awesome.
Really cool.
Pac-Man was hilarious. I mean, even off air, like when he just saw that your finger was messed up and then you said it was because you were in the shower, started joning on you.
Yeah.
Just a fun guy.
Really, really entertaining. You could see why they do the thing that they're doing, right? They're touring around the country. Sold out shows. They sold out their show here at the DC City Winery for tomorrow night. We gave away tickets before we left like an hour ago. And you could see why. Like, some guys just sort of don't really want to deal with the yous and me's of the world. Some people just aren't. Other guys are just personable, sociable, relatable guys that just happen to be amazing at sports. You know what I mean? Like, just dudes that talk the way other dudes do to each other in a really fun way. That also happened to have like 7 straight 1,200-yard seasons like Brandon Marshall did, or be able to return punts for a touchdown, or like check dudes that run 4.3s like Pac-Man did.
Brandon Marshall was a baller. 6 Pro
People
Bowls,
forget how good he was.
All-Pro. I mean, Hall of Fame run for him in his career, and Pac-Man had himself an All-Pro season as well. I do want to bring in Ryan again really quickly, not as a show meteorologist, but for something else. So I want you to tell Danny what happened when you went and got those guys in the lobby, and then subsequently what happened when you came upstairs with them and they saw the market.
All right, so Darius told me right beforehand, he got a call from their PR lady,
uh-huh,
and was like, hey, we're here downstairs, and could someone come get us? And so I didn't really know who he was talking to, and so he's like, yeah, I'm going to send my associate producer. I'm like, Darius, who is that? And he's like, oh, that's Brandon Marshall and Pac-Man Jones. So I'm like, oh my God, I completely blanked on it and forgot about it.
Now remember, a few days ago when we found out they were probably going to come and they might come in studio with us, Ryan was so fired up. Not about Brandon Marshall as much, who's like the star of I Am Athlete and, you know, was, frankly, all due respect to Pac-Man, the better player.
Yeah, Pac-Man's a really good player, like, but Brandon Marshall's a
Pac-Man?
Dude.
Pac-Man? I mean, he just fought a guy on Barstool Sports a few weeks ago. Like, you were so excited. You're like, didn't Pac-Man get in a fight at an airport one time? Like, you were so excited to meet him.
I was. I was excited to meet Pac-Man. You know, he's an interesting character, and
I don't know what that says about Ryan, but that was the guy. He was like, I can't wait to meet this guy.
Yeah. And so I was excited to meet Pac-Man, and so I was just waiting there awkwardly at the elevator, and so then all of a sudden, the door to the elevator opens up, and I see them, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm Ryan. I work with the radio station, and they kind of blew me off at first, yeah. And just was just like, okay, yeah.
All right, guy.
And then, like, just walked by me, and then I was like, oh, you guys are going to WPGC, and he goes, is this Sirius XM? And I'm like, no, it's not Sirius XM.
Where's Brendan Dorr?
Oh, we need Brendan.
He's
more
the
than
best
ever
at telling
right
people it's not Sirius XM.
We only had to use the dump button a couple times. I thought we did well.
Oh, we did great.
Yeah. And so then I awkwardly turn around. I hit the corner of the wall. And then Pac-Man sees the market, kind of where we have.
Explain the hitting the corner of the wall, though.
You actually hit?
Well, yeah, I actually hit it.
The way he described it to me, he's like very nervous, very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so he was like trying to like turn around to get them to the elevator, and he ran like right into the wall.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like turned around blindly because I was trying to maintain eye contact with them. And I just whacked the wall, and they started laughing.
Were they making eye contact with you?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yep. But you were maintaining it with them.
Yeah. I was trying to, at least.
You're putting on a good face for the show. For the
exactly.
Station.
Yeah. You know, I'm a company man. I've been loud and proud about that. So then all of a sudden, Pac-Man sees the snack machine.
Yep.
And I guess.
So you get up the elevator and you're now like outside by the kitchen, mm-hmm. right where the market is.
Right by the market.
This is my favorite part, Danny.
And then Pac-Man turns around and they finally look at me, and Pac-Man goes, is this bleep free? And he's pointing,
so he's pointing at the millionaire. He's pointing into the market at all the
there's
little
snacks.
There's
a few
snacks.
Bottles of water,
it's water,
a granola
and
bar,
and
like a, yeah.
String cheese.
Pork rinds.
And so he and looks then, at you and says, is this S-free?
Yep. And so then, obviously it's not. We know that. We work here. We pay the prices for it. And then I just turn him very nervously and be like, yeah. Yeah, it's free.
Oh,
he
lies
to him.
He just starts taking the snacks out of the monumental thing over there. And then, yeah. And I'm like freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, there's a camera there. Like,
oh, dude.
And I just told him it was free. How do I tell him that it's not free anymore?
So Ryan comes up to me right after this because he drops him off over at PGC first before they came to us. He's like, I just told Pac-Man the snacks are free. He's like, he grabbed a bunch of snacks and drinks. He's like, I'm
like $20 worth of stuff.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'll pay for it later, I swear. And I'm like, you're not paying for that. He's like, well, what do we do? I was like, Odyssey, if they care enough, can go find Pac-Man Jones later. You're not paying for that. And also, why did you say it was free? I couldn't get past that part.
Two big takeaways.
He asked you a yes or no question. You know definitively the answer is no. He's like, I was nervous.
Yeah, here's why, if I may, Ryan.
He was basically trying to win Pac-Man over to
like
him.
Yeah, I think that's part one. But part two, it is a little bit embarrassing, right? Where you have celebrities that are used to like a pretty glamorous type lifestyle come into our little nubby area where, you know, people only come in Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's a ghost town. There's Tumbleweed and one engineer and then a couple of goons like us over in the corner. And somebody might want some chips and a water. And it's like, actually, you got to run your card. And it's $2.99 if you're thirsty. The water machine's broken.
With all
like
the
it's a little embarrassing. So Ryan just wants to win him over. And he's like, oh, yeah, totally.
I understand. And look, what I would do in general is like the junkies will have a comedian or an actor in. If that guy goes over to the kitchen, you should absolutely not charge him for water.
Yeah, he's doing you a favor by coming in.
But in this instance, what I would say is Pac-Man says, is this bleep free? Before he takes out his duffel bag. And throw some chips and sodas in there, I would say, no, but I'm happy to buy you whatever you want. And then he would kind of get the hint, someone's paying for this.
Yeah.
I'll get one soda. You know what I'm saying? Or
yes.
Whatever. But it's just a market, a grab bag, supermarket sweep. You can run down the shelves and you know get whatever you want.
He's got three jerkies.
I mean, I'm sure he didn't get a whole bunch. He probably got like a snack.
You got a couple bottles of water, and I think a Gatorade was in there as
well. Oh, my God.
He is getting all kinds of liquid.
He was grubby.
He'll be hydrated.
I just don't know why he asked you a question. You knew the answer.
I choked, man. I can just tell you that right now. I choked. I didn't know what to say.
But at the same time, if Pac-Man, like, sitting here, right, and he goes, hey, you guys got any water around here? I would have just went and bought
a
bottle.
Yeah, we'll go
of
to the market and grab you one. What else can I get you?
Never
totally,
thought
of course,
twice about
of course.
It. You know what I'm saying?
You have a guest in before for that?
Absolutely. I would never charge a guest for a snack or a drink.
Because we're already making them pay for parking around here. You know?
Right, exactly. But the twofold kind of takeaway was, number one, Ryan was going to pay for all this. And I'm like, no, bro. Like, I don't know how to say this other than you're not going to pay for this.
The guests that stopped in and helped two different radio stations, that's a bill that Odyssey can either decide they want to chase Pac-Man Jones down about.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can, by the way.
TMZ Sports in like 2 months. Odyssey searching for Pac-Man Jones over $9 in snacks at the market.
$13 in Gatorade. Oh, yeah. Or it will just write it off as a loss. That just me and L. Please don't go back and swipe your card seven times for a Gatorade.
Is it non-zero that Odyssey would just eat it or what? Like, in other words, is any part of you think they would actually like find a way to contact him to try?
Here's like, what I legitimately think.
We're out $6. No disrespect here, but you had two waters and two Gatorades.
I do think someone will mention it to someone, and that's as far as it'll go. But it'll be brought up. Like, someone will say, we have a discrepancy in market inventory and the amount of monies that were in versus inventory that went out. You want to investigate that? And someone will talk about it to somebody, and they won't go any further than that. They're not going to, like, subpoena him for right. $6.
So
but
funny.
Someone will say something.
I think my favorite part is
Ryan runs into a wall and then lies.
I can see it all. You know, he goes down to try to shake their hand, doesn't get the handshake he's looking for or want at all. Then he gets into the elevator after running into a wall. They still haven't looked at him. And he said, Pac-Man turns around and his first eye contact with the guy he's been waiting to meet for a couple days is when Pac-Man's going, hey, man, is this stuff free? And this is his big chance now. And he goes, oh, yeah, you kidding me? I steal stuff from that market all the time. You know?
Whatever you want, Pac.
He's just like trying to win him over. Oh, it's so good. So you're not going to pay, but I don't mind. You just tell me what he had. I'll go pay.
No.
Figure it out.
The company can foot this one. They guessed it on two different stations.
I don't know. I just thought I was going to maybe get like a payday or something. Maybe I like pay for their $5 snacks and they're like, you know what? I like this kid. Here's $100,000. Maybe?
I don't think that's how
that goes. Escalated.
Yeah, that did.
That was a financial move by you?
I don't know. Apparently, he had a big strategic plan all along. Remember the guy that ran on the field in Monday Night Football and then got hit by Bobby Wagner?
Yes, I do.
So if you don't know about that, we'll explain the story. But because that guy ran on the field, which you're not allowed to do, and made a big scene and then got hit by one of the players on the field who he was risking and who was probably nervous about him running around next to them with pink smoke, now he wants to go after that player legally. We'll discuss that next on Grant and Danny. G&D welcoming you back on The Fan. Even by today's standards where you kind of lower your expectations for everything, this headline was bothersome. So, the fan who got hit by Bobby Wagner on Monday Night Football is filing a police report over the tackle, according to TMZ Sports. So, to get you up to speed, Monday Night Football, Rams are playing the Niners in San Francisco. Fan runs onto the field. I didn't really look up, don't know the specifics. He had some message on his shirt, wanted people to go to a website to raise awareness for some cause. He's on the field with pink smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people initially thought it was a gender reveal. It was not a gender reveal. It was a guy who was like...
It was a jackass reveal.
Trying to get attention. And so he had, I don't know if it was a smoke bomb or something you run with that just leaves a big stream of puffy, cotton candy looking pink smoke behind you. So this guy's running around to the point where a security guard falls over and there's a thought maybe they hurt their leg. And for 25, 30 seconds, he's kind of making people look foolish on the field. And then eventually he gets over toward the sideline and starts running up the Rams' sideline. Well, eventually, two of the Rams, I think one was Daryl Henderson, but the other was Bobby Wagner, come out onto the field, not far, by the way, like 5 yards, maybe less, from the sideline, and Bobby Wagner just kind of plants him into the ground, hits him, didn't tackle him, didn't drive him into the ground, land on him with his body weight, but just kind of takes his shot and hits this guy, and he lands, and it allows security to then pounce on him, take him off the field, and I don't know if he gets arrested or what happens after that. But it was a pretty viral moment on Monday night, and everyone was kind of applauding Bobby Wagner for not suffering this fool.
It is shouldn't be incumbent upon the player to do that. Too many incidents have happened. Monica Seles, the White Sox first base coach, too many times we've seen these things. You don't know the mind of the person that comes running out there.
White Sox first base coach, for people that don't remember, I think was attacked by two family members and like stabbed him.
Yeah, stabbed. Monica Seles, stabbed. You don't know somebody's mind. You're not, you can't do that. You don't run on the field, period, end of story. Whatever happens is not enough, in my opinion. Whatever happens to you is not enough. Bobby Wagner throwing you the cold shoulder and with your stupid protest is not enough. You're lucky it ain't worse.
This is, I liken it to, like, you have broken the rule. You have put yourself in a dangerous spot. You climbed over the fence, so to speak, and you got bit by the tiger. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And now you're suing the zoo, you idiot.
You break into someone's home, they defend themselves, you sue the person whose home it
is. Which, by the way, this is like a real thing.
Yeah.
And it scares people, but there are so many rules in some states that, like, someone could break into your home, and I think there's a legality to, from what I've heard, in some places at least, where you have to say, basically, leave, or if you shoot someone in your house and you actually could have run out a back door, then you get in trouble. I mean, it's so ridiculous and dumb. We should just start and end the conversation with, did the person come into my home, yes or no? Were they there when they got punched, kicked, shot, slat, whatever it was? If the answer is yes, they were in your home, it should be over there. But it's really not. I mean, there is all kinds of legality and weird, quirky loopholes to that. But so this fan who Bobby Wagner hit has filed a police report over the incident. The man went to Santa Clara Police Department the day after on Tuesday. I hope, by the way, he got arrested and spent the night in jail and that that's on his record. I'm not sure if that happened or not. Following the Rams 49ers game, cops tell us, this is TMZ Sports writing this, that he filed the report. A spokesperson did not reveal any further details. A rep for Direct Action Everywhere, the organization that took credit for the wild scene at Levi's Stadium, told us the report stems from a blatant assault by two Rams players. This is not an assault, by the way. You have now come onto the field and put them at risk. As you said, Danny, there are examples of fans hurting players, threatening players. These guys get people tweeting at them all week long about how much they hate them and cursing them out and that they want them injured. And now, on the road, a crazy guy with a colorful smoke bomb is running around you, and that's just an okay thing? Hell no, dude.
And you could see it. The organization just wants their name, just wants it out there. They just want themselves in the news. And I'm sure that's why the guy's doing it. But to me, I shouldn't be in office. I shouldn't be elected to anything. If I'm in charge, the opposite of this happens. You want to file a police report? That's an extra punishment. Now it's worse for you. Everything in your life is now worse because of what you're doing. Go away forever. You can never, ever do anything like that. And we don't want to encourage anyone to do anything like that. So no one should know his name. No one should see his face. No one should know the stupid website or whatever cause it is. You got to go about a different way. You can't do that. It needs to be so obvious that if you do that, it's the worst thing you've ever done. It needs to be so blatantly transparent that if you cross this line, as an adult, you've now crossed the line. That's going to be the worst thing that ever happens to you because of it. Right? This is your low point in your life because you did something that's unforgivable and impossible to allow. So throw the book at him, pick that book up, take a couple steps back, and throw the sumbitch again.
Whatever the threshold is right now is not good enough for me. Because I think things have gotten worse since COVID in terms of just the relationship between fans and players to begin with. And the interactions between fans and players in the crowd. You see with basketball, players getting cursed out. You know, you see with basketball, guys getting stuff poured on them, drinks or popcorn and otherwise. We have seen fans aggressively kind of coming right down to the line between you know, the bench and the court to scream and curse and kind of go after people. Fans feel clearly post-COVID, people have just been acting a fool at these games, like they are above reproach in this regard. And I really think we got to do something about this. Now, you know, here's where I'll lose a lot of people. I also think the storming the field stuff eventually is going to end very badly because you have all these college kids that just lost the game and you got these drunk bro frat boys running down
LeGarrette
on the field.
LeGarrette Blount is one I'm always stunned we don't have more.
The idea that I just lost this heartbreaking game, I'm furious, maybe a bad call, whatever, and now some guy's in my face screaming because I lost, someone's going to get punched in the face and some bones are going to get broken at some point. But I can separate that. I'll even put that on the other side. I'm saying even that shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the middle of the game, every stadium you've ever been to before and after the game is putting up the messaging on the board of where you can and can't go and that you're not allowed there and there's security. There's no gray area here.
Right.
You're at a play. You just run up on the stage and start screaming and saying, GrantPaulson.com, at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter. Nothing happens? No.
So much has to happen.
I honestly don't know. If you go to FedEx Field this weekend, mm-hmm. Titans, Commanders,
yep.
You run on the field in the second quarter, you get cuffed, walked off, whatever. Do you actually go to jail, do you think?
I do think that, but I
hope so.
But I don't know. So I couldn't tell you specifically.
But my guess is it's some misdemeanor, like...
trespassing.
Public drunkenness or trespassing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning at 7 a.m. or that night or whatever, you're out, right? It needs to be so much more severe and intense than that.
Agreed.
It just has to be. Let's go to Harold in D.C. who wants to hop in on G&D. Harold, how are you?
Hey, Grant and Danny. Look, this was just one of those things that you guys hate. This was a gender reveal gone wrong, and he paid the price for it, man. He's having a girl, at least, but, you know, he's going down, and it's self-defense for the players, so they should never be charged for it.
But hold on real quick. I don't think it was a gender reveal, right?
It wasn't a gender reveal.
Danny, it's a joke.
Oh. Okay. Hold on one second. Point of order here for the discussion. I'm an idiot.
I think it was his chance to get back at me for loving gender reveals, maybe.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't a gender reveal, as he knows, and I think most people know at this point. But the players are obviously not going to get in trouble. They shouldn't get in trouble. The fact, I guess my annoyance is just with this dude who got tackled and feels somehow like he
entitled
was wrong.
And empowered. Exactly.
You were wronged, guy? You got out of your seat, ran, and by the way, it was apparently two people. It was him and a woman. The woman got
tackled.
She
didn't make it as far, yeah.
She didn't get to the field. She got tackled before she got to the field. But this guy got out on the field, is leaving a bunch of security guards.
Hey, good
in his
for
way.
You. You're cutting. You're making, put your foot in the ground, getting upfield. You're turning about. You had your moment. Now suffer.
Worked out. Exactly. You got what you wanted out of it.
Yeah.
Your stupid website. Maybe you got a couple people that went there and gave you your clicks. You got it on your T-shirt. Everybody's having fun. 30 days in jail. You know, whatever. Like, you lose your job if you have one. I mean, just these people, man. This guy. And now he's going to say that he was assaulted? We've lost our way.
Yep.
If this guy somehow wins, and he won't, hopefully. Hopefully, it'll be a victory for society. One small step for...
One little give back.
One giant leap for mankind.
Santa Clara, don't let us down here.
I need you to find something else to charge him with. Right? Plant an out-of-date inspection sticker
car. Can we charge him with wasting time? Can you do that?
I'd love to charge him with wasting time.
Attention whoring. Can we charge him with that formally?
The player worst. Part of this is interesting, though, because this is becoming a trend where it is now kind of funny for the players to go tackle the person or whatever.
These like 1/1,000,000% elite, incredible, super strong, fast right. human beings, with all due respect, are probably more qualified than Security Sam trying to chase a dude down in the open field.
I agree, but while I'll never be upset or say they should be charged or anything like that, I mean, someone could get seriously hurt, and I just think they would feel bad about it. You know, if you in the moment are like, oh, this idiot, let me go tackle this guy, and then, I mean, he breaks his arm or shoulder, that's one thing. But if, like, someone gets really hurt for a long time, as a player, probably going to feel like crap.
So Bobby Wagner gives him a shiver. It happens to be right in his jaw. It fractures the guy's jaws for him. You know, does he feel guilty? I would hope he wouldn't. because this dude's a horse's ass, but I get it. You're human beings.
Well, or, I mean, you at that point, again, any lawsuit you should win. You should never be charged. Nothing should ever bad happen to you.
Yeah.
I just, with a little empathy, would say, man, I wouldn't want to be a player if there's an injury or somehow. Worst case scenario, I'm just spitballing. Someone runs down on the field, you tackle them, and they land on their head, and they're paralyzed or whatever. I mean, you probably don't want to have to wear that forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I know what you mean. So
you could just not do that. You could just stand off to the side and let security get to them. Not that I have any problem with players doing it. It's just realize
should be the expectation. Yeah.
Realize what you're getting yourself into here. Disco's in Laurel. What's up, Disco?
Hey, guys. Grant, you just took it from me. I think that is a lawsuit waiting to happen. If you are not a part, yes, you're a player on the field, so unless some idiot is a threat to you and is charging you, that's not self-defense. Now, I'm not standing for these idiots. I'm just saying, do you really want to, okay, for the heck of it, for the guys in the locker room, you go out, tackle a fan, he gets hurt, you're not a part of stadium security, therefore you may not be covered under that liability, man. I'm not. If I'm a player, run on the field, take off your clothes, I'm backing out the way. I'm not tackling you,
I'm not touching you. I'm actually 100% with you, mostly because of that potential. Again, I would feel so correct, but it's one of those things where you go, you know what, I ain't touching it. I'm not going to be part of it. This will play out. This too shall pass. This horse's ass will get whatever's coming to him. I'm not going to be one to do it. I don't begrudge somebody for stepping in. Again, Bobby Wagner did nothing wrong. I want to make sure everyone's clear about
Bobby
that.
Bobby Wagner is not the bad guy.
He's not the bad guy.
The bad guy is the dude who ran on the field who sucks.
Yeah, the bad guy's the bad guy.
That guy's ruining everything. But that guy is why everything is worse right now.
But Disco's view of the thing is kind of my view of the thing in a lot of ways. There's so much stuff that happens in our world where I go, there's no upside for me to touch that. There's no upside in me throwing my weight around or getting involved or saying the thing. For me, I wouldn't want to deal with the asshole. I wouldn't want to ever have to explain myself. It's stupid. It's dumb. But it's where we are. I would say, you know, hopefully he sprains an ankle. Hopefully he dislocates his MCL and gets a wood shampoo. Hopefully security gets him and bruises him up
his
a little
ass.
Bit.
Yeah.
And takes care of him.
Run on the field guy stinks.
The worst.
Mean, really, really bad. Like one of the worst, I would say non-criminals, but that's a criminal offense that we have. But run on the field guy's bad. The I did the wrong thing and I'm going to sue you for it guy might be even
that
worse.
That guy.
So that double dip there, the I ran on the field, you tackled me, now I'm mad at you and you're going to get in trouble guy, has to be one of the worst people that we can have. I mean, you're checking a lot of boxes there. Eric in Orange, what's up?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Robert.
I don't have actual knowledge of this, but I'm pretty sure, I'll bet $100 that it's on the books, in the rule books, in the laws. Maybe not every state, but probably is. In America, you go on a pro sport field, they're allowed to do whatever they want to you. You're trespassing legally, number one. The last dude that was on, loser talk. All that is loser talk. This dude, zero chance anything happens to Bobby Wagner legally. He won't be suspended. He won't be charged with nothing. There will never be a court hearing, trial, nothing. He won't be zero chance. They're
allowed
to throw the ball at you. The guy can beat you with the baseball bat if you're not there. Because like you said, he might get stabbed. You're allowed to wreck that guy legally. All the football players could gang up on him and pile on him.
But I you're making this up is the problem. I appreciate the call. I do.
Like, there's no statute in California right. law where it's like, you know, whatever, subparagraph A, if thou gets to forearm shiver for coming on the field,
right,
you're entitled to that business.
Some guy ran on the field because he got drunk and his 23-year-old buddy told him to, so now you get to hit him in the head with a baseball bat. I don't think that's the way that
goes. I don't think Gavin Newsom penned that in the law.
No, that one is not on the books just yet, I don't think. Nor should it be, for the record. But I'll agree with him, and I hope he's right about Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, I want no punishment for Bobby.
He shouldn't get sued. They shouldn't allow for that to happen. And if he did, he should win the suit. He should countersue for wasting his time, and he should win the countersuit. I think Disco's point, which I am co-signing, is the juice worth the squeeze? What did Bobby Wagner get out of it? A couple of his teammates told him it was funny, and a few people
viral
retweeted a video about it. Like, He made 9 tackles that night that weren't of that goofball. Those were pretty important. Those went viral, too.
Yeah.
There was nothing to be gained by doing it, and there is a risk. I mean, didn't someone sue McDonald's because their coffee was hot and win, or is that like a tall
tale?
No,
it's real.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a country where weird crap happens all the time, where people sue over ridiculous things and win the lawsuits. So my point is just, you could just not get sued. You could yeah, just do everything in your power. But then it sounds like I'm knocking Bobby Wagner,
which
is not the goal.
I get
Bobby
it.
Wagner, nothing wrong. I'm just saying, in a world where I order coffee, you give me coffee, I spill it on my lap, then I tell you the coffee was hot, so I sue. I think you got to bake that into your thinking before you tackle the guy or give him the old forearm shiver, as you called it. Brandon and Wardoff, what's going on?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You guys are hilarious. Grant, I get your point. I understand your point completely. But I have to slightly disagree because of the fact that, and I hate to be the guy that goes there, but what happens till one of these fools jumps the fence and actually has a weapon on them? Then any and everybody's a target. You know, I'm not saying personally I'd be Superman to go out there and tackle that myself either. I'm just simply saying with that factor also out there, so, you know, I see both sides of the fence. But
let me ask you this, Brandon. I'm not cutting you off here. It's a question. Mm-hmm. Let's say mm-hmm. he does have a weapon. And in that case, he'd been running around on the field for 20 seconds with pink smoke. I think we kind of knew this guy was a goofball. But I totally agree. Anyone could at any point jump over the wall with a weapon. That's a big deal. How does mm-hmm. going after that person make it safer? I mean, then it's even more accurate to say you should avoid that person.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I definitely agree with you wholeheartedly on that. But, you know, there are some guys who are braver than others. Like, for example, All-American heroes such as Pat Tillman. He quit the game to go give his life for his country. Some guys are just wired differently.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it'd be right to do. I'm not saying I'd do it. I mean, like you said, we're in a society where who knows what's bound to happen at the next moment.
That's a good point.
Totally.
And look, I don't know what I would do in a situation like that, that fight or flight kind of, you know, you're in a movie theater, you're at a restaurant, something goes down. I don't know if I'm a dude that's crawling under the table or if I'm running across the restaurant to try to tackle someone. I don't think anyone knows how they would respond. My guess is I'd probably hide under the table.
Flight is the answer for me, starring Denzel Washington.
If I had to guess, I'm probably going to be the guy hiding under
the table.
What did the
Wright brothers
do?
What did Danny do?
Having said that,
yeah,
nobody knows, but we knew 30 seconds into whatever this was, he's showing his T-shirt, he's got his stupid pink smoke. This guy's just a goose looking for attention.
Yep.
The security's going to catch him eventually. But at some point, it's going to go badly where a player and someone come together and it ends poorly for either.
Yeah, like he breaks his leg or right. You know, dislocates an elbow or something. Then the horse's ass that puts people in that situation, it's unforgivable to me. Again, there is no punishment that I'd go, all right, that's probably too much. We're not close to it.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Carson Wentz is struggling. Washington's offense ranks dead last in yards per play. How much of it are we putting on the quarterback? We'll get to that next hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.